So the amazing thing about the dream of the 60s is the way it spread across the country, even into tiny nooks and crannies. Just 4 months after the chaos at Altamont, a tiny town in Wisconsin decided to reproduce Woodstock, complete with the Grateful Dead. Historian Michael Edmonds has the story.
It was April 1970 in Poinette, Wisconsin, of all places, just a few months after Woodstock. People wondered whether Woodstock could be replicated other places. So there was a little momentum to see what could be done. There was a local promoter of youth events who had the initial idea, but that was before Pete Bobo showed up. Pete was a biker who had been living on the West Coast. He met the Grateful Dead in San Francisco and stayed for a while on Ken Kesey's farm. And he lived to make a little money, ride his bike, have a good time. And he envisioned doing that for tens of thousands of people at once. The Dead were not famous. They were still relatively young. They were in their late 20s or around 30 years old. And they were still San Francisco's favorite house band. They were not a national sensation yet. Local officials in Poinette did everything in their power to stop it. You had a wonderful, almost idyllic, law-abiding small town. Several hundred people, where literally the churches outnumbered the taverns, and they were terrified of being outnumbered 20-1 by beatniks and hippies and bikers. And as one of the selectmen said, we didn't know, but they'd smash the windows and burn the whole town down. Hey, Saturday night. That gang garnered some press, and a grandmother up in Poinette, who had a big sprawling farm and didn't get along real well with her neighbors, said, why don't you come up here and see if you can have it up here? That farm, the farm of Irene York, turned out to be a perfect place for a festival, and she agreed to let them lease it for $5,000. As her son said in an interview, Mother didn't care what the people of Poinette thought, and she told them so. Tens of thousands of people streamed in and out of the York farm over the course of that weekend. The weather was gorgeous, around 80 and sunny. There was a little creek behind the stage, and people swam naked in the creek, played in the mud. There was always the fragrance of marijuana smoke in the air the whole weekend. There were no fights. There were no injuries. Almost everyone I spoke to who went said that they remembered it vividly, and it changed their lives somehow. It proved to them that it was possible for 30,000 strangers to get along peacefully, ecstatically even, for several days and have 3 days of peace, love, and music.
Historian Michael Edmonds. That was then. Coming up, the pros and cons of the modern music festival.
The thing I like about festivals is, you know, you have that communal experience. Sometimes you can see really transcendent performances, you know, but sometimes it's like, you're sitting through Cage the Elephant to see Cat Power. Or, you know, something that's like really terrible to see something that you love. You know, you can be reminded of like everything you love about music and then like 4 minutes later, everything you hate about going to shows. All day long for like 12 hours.
I'm Ann Strandchamps. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.